Vermont businesses are being warned of another round of phone scams by callers claiming to be from utility companies. Curious about how the scam works? VPR's Nina Keck followed up.
The scam goes something like this. Your business gets a call that claims to be from your utility company telling you you haven't paid your bill. Then they give you a 1-800 number to straighten things out.
For billing and payment matters, press 3 or say billing.
Ron Marcus, owner of Freeman Marcus Jewelers in Rutland, says his business recently got a call like that purportedly from Green Mountain Power.
And the gentleman on the other end of the line said that we were overdue in our payments and that they were sending a crew down to shut the power off to the store within the next half hour.
Marcus reported the scam to authorities and called GMP. Then he called the bogus number back and was surprised to hear it had changed its recorded message to what sounded like Florida Gas, Power, and Electric. That got me curious, so I called.
Thank you for calling San Diego Gas and Electric. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is 90 Keck calling. Is this Florida Gas, Power, and Electric?
Yes, this is San Diego Gas and Electric.
San Diego.
Yes. We are affiliated with a few companies in Florida, SDG&E.
When I explained that I'm actually in Vermont and had been warned my power was going to be cut off, he changed tactics.
Let me try for you to call to that department, okay?
The next guy I speak with claims to be from Green Mountain Power. He tells me to go to the nearest CVS pharmacy and send them a money pack gift card for $500.
Boy, that's a lot of cash.
No, you're not sending any money, right? What you're doing is, right, you're buying an item from the CVS.
Right, but I have to pay for that with cash, and then you take the cash and run, because this is a pretty good scam.
Lauren Yandel is a consumer advisor within the Vermont Attorney General's office. She says so far this year, 17 businesses have reported being targeted, 5 this month.
This is, unfortunately, a fairly common scam that affects and targets businesses.
Yandel says luckily those who called her office have not fallen for the hoax, but she advises anyone who receives this type of call to report it and contact their utility company directly using a phone number from an official bill. Green Mountain Power has alerted customers about such scams in the past. A warning on their website explains GMP would never demand immediate payment through credit cards or prepaid cards. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.
So it is up to you. Do you want to continue with the disconnection or you would like to process the payment? You understand?
I think I'd like to continue with the disconnection. And I'm going to disconnect right now. Thanks.